Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am very likely to vote, yes.
Thank you.
Or I'm definitely going to vote, sorry.
Oh, definitely going to vote. Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? A Democrat, Republican, Independent, Unaffiliated, Not Registered in a Party, or some other political party?
Right now, I'm registered Republican.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, a college graduate with an associate's or a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or a four-year degree, or postgraduate degree? Yes? I'm so sorry.
Please.
I think you got off for a bit. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What was it?
Trade school.
Trade school. Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background?
Are you white?
Well, this is just for classification purposes. Are you white or Anglo?
No.
Hispanic?
No.
African-American or black? Asian or Asian-American?
No, not going to give you that. Sorry.
Okay. Let's move on. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55? 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
I'm just under 65.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going off track.
Wrong track?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmental Sensitive, Recreational, and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildfire habitat, land for flood control, and lands for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd be for it.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably voting in favor.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would say yes.
And would you probably vote yes in favor or definitely vote yes in favor?
Probably vote yes.
Thank you. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year, or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
I'll go with the first option.
I prefer this proposal raise less money?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you with your family? Is it reducing property insurance costs, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving public education in local schools, improving the economy and creating jobs, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, or dealing with inflation and high costs of living?
Controlling growth.
Controlling growth. Just a moment, let me go. Controlling growth and development. And do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. Now, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I don't trust them to spend it wisely right now.
And would you say you probably do not trust or definitely do not trust?
Probably do not trust them.
Thank you. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To protect drinking water sources.
Oh, this is taking too long. I think I'm done with this.
Or is there anybody else at home who would be interested in following up with the survey?
No,
because
not
at you. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
So, yes, that's...